Good morning, and welcome to College Street Baptist Church's online service. Today is Mother's Day, and today we're celebrating all of the special women in our lives, and we look forward to doing that in many ways today. Just a couple of announcements for today. As usual, we just want to remind our community that our food bank is continuing to remain open, and we are open Mondays and Tuesdays from 10 to 1. We have a drive-through service with people to be able to guide you and give you directions in that. Our church members also, please note that you can continue to give online. You may also give in our food bank drive-through on Mondays and Tuesdays from 10 to 1, and we'll be sure to get those to our office. If you need anything during this time, please feel free to contact our church office, which is located adjacent to our building, of course, on College Street. The number is on the bottom of your screen, and you'll be able to, if you want to reach out, just feel free to call that number anytime. And we look forward to worshiping with you this morning. Let's get started.
Great to have everybody here worshiping with us today online, and we just say happy Mother's Day and happy Women of Faith Day to all those who have been strong women of faith in all of our lives. We thank you. We love you. Our first song, we want you to sing with us if you know it, Glorious Day. Been there for us. He's there for us now because we needed something. We need him to rescue us.
I needed rescue. My sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I ran out of that grave.
I'd like to start off our time of prayer with a very familiar passage from Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 28. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all the work that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you for today, and I thank you for the opportunity that we have to honor all of the special women in our lives. I know that I thank you especially today for my mama and my grandmas, and my mama that isn't with us anymore, but thank you for her. I thank you for all of the special women in my life who lift me up and encourage me and encourage others. I pray for those right now who's feeling very sad today, that this day is hard for them for many reasons. I pray for them that you'll comfort them and show them love and put people in their lives that will encourage them today. I pray over our service today for Pastor Don and the words that he'll share with us today. I pray over our country and our leadership, that those who are making decisions will make wise ones that help others and will help to solve this crisis and get us through it together, that people in our communities will continue to help each other even in different ways. And I pray over our service that you'll just use it all to glorify your name. Amen.
Been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness
running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything.
Of God.
All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Good morning. We're glad that you have decided to join us this day with our online service. This morning I would like to invite you to open up your Bibles, please, if you would, to Exodus chapter 20, to Exodus chapter 20. Well, let me just add my greetings to those of you that are joining us on this Mother's Day, and we just appreciate you taking that time to do that, and we wish that all of our mothers would have a great day today. Let us look into God's Word today. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, we read these words. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. Honor thy father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for this day that we can come and worship. We know that so many people would love to be in this sanctuary with us today. And as we're trying to reach out through this ministry of our online service, we thank you for that opportunity. And we just pray that you will use this service to lift up people during this hour or perhaps later on in the week as they join us and view this online service. Thank you, dear God, again. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. All over America today, and I'm told in some other 93 countries in the world, we're paying tributes to our mothers. And it is certainly good that there's a great need to consider the subject of motherhood, because when you look at the Christian home today, we know that it is being buffeted by many, many things such as unbelief and selfishness and immorality and all of that, that it's very, very important that we would take time to look at the home and look at the subject of motherhood. Ralph Waldo Emerson said this, men are what their mothers make them. So if that is true, it is naturally follows that the world can be no better than the mothers that bring their children into the world and train them. Our sixth president, John Quincy Adams, once said, all that I am, my mother made me. Our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, said this, All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. You see, we honor the dignity and the sanctity of womanhood today, along with motherhood. But only in Christianity have women been lifted up to the true equality. Because you see, in many parts of the world where Christianity does not exist or does not have the influence, women are considered almost a beast of burden. But it was Christ who lifted up women in society. It was Christ who brought them up, and they looked to him and they could see that he was one who cared for them. The Bible is full of all kinds of stories of women of God who have contributed to, of course, the making of a better world and who have contributed to the advancement of the kingdom of God. There are so many women of faith that we could consider throughout this word of God. And the majority of them that I will mention are mothers, but not all of them. But when you look at some of the women of faith, we have to consider, of course, Miriam, the sister of Moses. After they passed through the midst of the Red Sea, she gathered the women together, rejoicing, saying, "Sing ye unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously." It was Ruth who put God first in her life, and as a result of that, became an ancestress to King David. It was Deborah who was one of the judges of Israel during a very, very difficult time. It was Hannah who lent to the Lord the child of her prayers, that little baby boy, Samuel, and he became the great prophet of the Old Testament. It was Esther, the royal Esther, who took her life into her own hand in order to plead for the safety of her people who were doomed at the time. It was the widow's obedience to God's command which sustained the prophet Elijah when they were out of food almost, and he definitely was, and he took the barrel, she took the barrel and the meal and did not waste it and did what the prophet said do, and they were all preserved. It was a little captive maid, we're told, who told the wife of Naaman about the man of God who would cure Naaman of his leprosy. It was a timid woman's faith in Christ which brought healing of the body and salvation of her soul when Jesus said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. You have been healed by your faith." It was a woman's grateful love which caused her to break the alabaster box and to pour the ointment on Jesus' head. It was a woman's thankfulness which caused her to wash the master's feet with her tears and dry them with the hair of her head. It was a poor widow's giving of two small coins that caused Jesus to take note in the temple that this poor widow had given more than all of those out of their treasury. It was Mary, blessed among women, who gave birth to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It was Martha who served Jesus and his disciples many times, and her sister Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to learn more about God's kingdom. It was Mary Magdalene bringing spice to anoint the dead body of Jesus. But while she was there, she did not find the dead body of Jesus, but she discovered the risen Lord who gave her the first commission, go and tell, and that's exactly what she did. She was the first evangelist, if you will. It was Lydia, a seller of purple, whose heart the Lord opened, Paul said, and she became the first convert in Macedonia. It was Dorcas, who was full of good works, and even today there are many groups of benevolence who are named after Dorcas. It was Phoebe, who was a servant of the church, and Priscilla, a helper in the ministry of Jesus Christ. And on and on and on we could go and mention so many more women of faith. And not all of them were mothers, but most of them were, with a few exceptions. But God tells us to honor our mothers. Now that word honor there is the same meaning when we speak of honoring God and Jesus Christ in the way of respect and so forth like that. It doesn't mean that we worship our mothers like we would God, but what it does mean is that we are to love and we are to respect them. That's what it means. As a matter of fact, another way that this commandment could read is that you shall value or treasure your father and your mother. Now, Bible scholars tell us that this great commandment right here could actually be extended to grandmothers. It could be extended to mothers-in-law. It could be extended to adopted mothers, as a matter of fact. But certainly for the husband, the mother of his children, it is extended there as well. So there are three results in honoring a mother we find from the Word of God. One is a prolonged life. When we see that in the passage that I just read earlier in Exodus 20, verse 12, where it says that your days may enjoy a long life, one translation says. The second result would be prayers would be answered. Simon Peter writes in 1 Peter 3:7, he says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to your knowledge, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife that your prayers may not be hindered. And then thirdly, we see there's the promise that it will be well with you. The Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesian Christians, he says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you. So we see the results of honoring our parents, our mother, particularly on this day as we talk about that. Well, on this Mother's Day, we want to take some time to point specifically to the American mother, because the American mother is different from the mothers around the world. The sociologists tell us that the American mother's role is very unique. Her citizenship gives her a status of freedom that is not enjoyed by all women around the world. The American lifestyle is different because it is more independent. Because you see, in other countries, we find that countries and different cultures, like in the European culture, young married couples are often living with their parents as soon as they get married. As a matter of fact, when we lived in the Azores in Portugal, it was the custom that most couples would live with their parents for the first few years. It was not uncommon to drive around that area and see a family building another room onto their house for their next married child. So you could almost tell how many married children they had by the extra rooms they were building on. And so the young couple would live there and probably start their family there, but they had the help of the grandmother and the aunts and uncles and all of that until they were able to get on their own and afford their own house. But in America, more couples are independent and they struggle to get ahead, as someone said, a la American style. And as a result of that, the young mothers find themselves doing 72 hours worth of work in a 24-hour day. That's for sure, don't they? Someone has said that the American mother is a caretaker, she's a chemist, she's a cop, and then she's expected to be Cinderella in the evening. Minnie B. Clark writes this poem, and I really like that. She said, I really like this poem. She said, I was weary and worn with the cares of the day, but ere I sought my bed, I slipped softly into my children's room and gazed at their tousled head. And all my weariness vanished away and gladness filled my heart. For in the care of his little ones, God had given me a part. Mothers have a very important part to play in taking care of their children. However, not all children have caring mothers, and you and I know this. But women without children can love those children who do not have caring mothers. I was touched by the story of a school teacher in Georgia who was highlighted on one of our morning news shows. And she was missing her children at school, and so she did a lot of creative things to stay in contact with them. As we know, we talk about online learning and all of that, and she was doing a lot of neat things. Well, some of the parents really appreciated it, and so they arranged with this morning talk show to bring the neighborhood to her front door and to show their appreciation. And she made this comment, and she said, even though we don't have children, she said, I consider all 700 of them my children. And I know of other teachers in the school systems that feel that same way, and some are not even married, some do not have children. But you see, you can love children. Women can love children in churches, in schools, and in communities who do not have maybe a good home situation. So we should honor a mother's sensitive spirit. Let's talk about that. We should honor a mother's sensitive spirit. God made women different in the ability to sense what's going on inside of a child. Some call it a woman's intuition or whatever, but it's real and it's good. It seems that they treasure good things that happen in the family, probably more so than we men do, because often we're very goal-oriented. We want to go somewhere and we just want to get there, but women seem to be more process-oriented, and they are liking what happens along the way. And so that's good. And women, of course, they shop differently than men. And if you don't believe me there, I can tell you some stories about that. Women are gazers and just kind of go around like this. And men, you know, we're focused. We're a hunter. We go get that one item off the shelf and then we return home. But that's not always the way. But that's the way God made us. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you see, women just are different than men. But God made them that way for their motherhood. She can tell when something is wrong and not only listens to what is said, but how and why it is being said. And oftentimes we men do not always pick up on that. Secondly, we honor a mother's sincere spirit. By that I mean a mother's spirit who is sincere about her relationship to God's spirit. A sincere spirit about the faith that she lives out in the home and in the community. Lauren read earlier from the book of Proverbs. I want to read one statement from that book. Proverbs 1:8, where he says, Solomon writes here, wisdom here. It's, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. You see, this type of mother is sincere about what she believes about the word of God, and she imparts that. She tells about this faith by the way that she lives and the way that she prioritizes things and sets in her day-to-day life. But she's also sincere about the faith that she teaches to her children as well. We read where Paul writes to Timothy. He said, about the sincere faith of your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois. But he also wrote to Titus, and he said, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged women may teach the young women to be self-controlled, to love their husbands, to be busy at home, and to be kind. Thirdly, we should honor a mother's serving spirit. Serving spirit. A teacher gave her classroom a lesson on the magnet. And she was trying to describe, you know, how to spell the word, of course, and what a magnet does. So the next day, she gave her class a test, and she included this question. My name has 6 letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I? Well, the next day, she got the test results back and was grading it and surprised to find out that almost 50 of the children said the word is mother. Well, you see, in Proverbs 31, that passage that Lauren read earlier, we read that the women had a serving spirit toward her family. Her price is far above rubies, the Bible says, and her serving is expressed to her family. Sometimes we take that for granted, of course, and we shouldn't, but we often do, but we should not, but until we miss it, perhaps she's sick or she is gone, then we'll realize how much mothers have done. Carolyn Seal put it this way in her writing entitled, Go Into All the World. Lord, you told me to go into all the world to tell of you. Go into all the world, you said? Did you mean my world, my little tiny world, my world of wet diapers and baby bottles and soggy pacifiers? I live in a world of skinned knees, of runny noses, of innumerable glasses of water, tricycles, popsicles, and peanut butter sandwiches. Go ye into all the world, you said? Dear Lord, did you mean my world, my wonderful world? Dear Lord, please give me the wisdom I will need with my world of motherhood. And certainly, a woman needs God's wisdom to be the mother that God wants her to be. The son worked hard to get himself through college. He labored in college, and finally he was about to graduate with high honors, and he won a gold medal for his special excellence in studies. So he went back up to his mountain home to tell his mother, I'm about to graduate, and I want you to come to my graduation, and you must come down to see me graduate. To which she replied, no, son, I have nothing to wear, And I don't want to embarrass you, nor have you be ashamed of me, your poor mother, before all of those fine people at the university. And he said, ashamed of you? Ashamed of you, mother? Never. He says, I want you to come down. As a matter of fact, if you don't come down, I will not go graduate in the ceremony. And so she decided to come down. And she showed up on graduation day. She had on a plain calico dress. She had on a neat but faded shawl and her little simple mountain bonnet. And when he saw her come in, he went down to get her, to bring her down the center aisle to where she could sit down front, because he was going to give a speech. But she said, no, I won't go down there and sit with those fine people that are dressed so fine. Let me sit in the gallery. And so he let her do that. And so the son went to the platform and he delivered his address for the ceremony that day. He was handed his diploma. He was given his gold medal for his special studies. And at that moment, he walked off the stage, went back to his mother, pinned it on her, and he said, Mother, this belongs to you. You earned it. And everybody broke out in an applause. Everybody broke out in an applause. You see, he honored his mother who had raised him right. He honored his mother. And that's what we are encouraged to do from the Word of God. As a matter of fact, we're commanded to do it from the Word of God. But she had taught her son right. How are you teaching your children right, moms? You know, are your children Christians? Have you done all you can in your power to win them to Christ, to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ, and to see them come, invite Christ into their hearts? I pray that you have. Because as we kind of honor you today and pay tribute to you today, we know that ultimately it all goes back to paying tribute to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tell them about Jesus. Invite them to accept Jesus into their heart as well. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we take this time in our country to just pause and to thank you for mothers. And, of course, to honor them, as you have said we should, because that's the basis of our society, the home. And I pray, dear God, with all my heart, that we would, that moms would take seriously their role in teaching their children about Jesus, that they would tell them that they need to admit that they have sin in their life and they've done wrong, and that they need to believe in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, that you sent to this earth to die for their sins and to be their Savior, and then to also to confess that Jesus in their life and follow that through with baptism. Heavenly Father, if there is anyone here today in the sound of my voice who is joining us in this online service who has never made that kind of a commitment, I pray that you would speak to their hearts. I pray, dear God, that you would touch them to where they are willing to ask Jesus into their lives even today. And then I pray, God, that you would just give them that assurance and come into their life as only you can. Heavenly Father, take this invitation time now. Speak to hearts as we know that you can and you will. For it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be glorified in We thank you for joining us today for this worship service, and we hope and pray that God has spoken to you. If you've made a decision today or you need some help, if you would just call our church office and just leave a message if you have to, but the phone number there is on the screen. Would you join me in prayer, please? Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you, dear God, that we could worship this day. It's a beautiful day here, Lord, in South Carolina. We thank you for it, and we know, dear God, that it will be a day that many, many families will enjoy. And God, we just thank you that we have this great privilege that you have given us to worship you, to serve you. Dear Lord, again, we pray for our country as we go through this pandemic. We ask, dear God, that you would just be, as Lauren has already prayed, with all of our leaders, dear Lord, and everybody, dear Father, as we go through this together, that, dear Lord, you will just watch over us and guide and direct our nation, our states, and our communities, and even our churches, dear Lord, as we continue to try to do our very, very best to be united, to stay in one, even though we be somewhat separated. But God, just be with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.